This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The biofuel industry sees a big role for itself in agriculture in the upcoming administration's efforts to fight climate change emissions. The incoming Biden administration has a new climate envoy, plans to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord, and targets for carbon emission reductions while Congress considers a carbon credit bill. Renewable Fuels Association Chief Jeff Cooper says all this is good for biofuels trying to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic.
We feel good about the potential role that ethanol can play in any future climate policies that may come out of the next Congress and would certainly be pushed or supported by a Biden administration.
Cooper says the policy wheels are already turning in ethanol's favor.
With Mr. Kerry now under their employ, we think they're going to try to get the U.S. back in the Paris Accord. And we think that renewable fuels like ethanol should play a significant role in the U.S. commitment to achieving carbon reductions.
Cooper also says there's a growing recognition that farmers can play a significant role in reducing carbon pollution as well.
And you look at just the potential of our agricultural soils to sequester carbon and you know, pull it out of the atmosphere through the photosynthetic process and store it in the soil.
But big decisions may have to await political ones. Control of the Senate must be still decided by two Georgia runoffs in January, leaving key Senate committees where chairs are retiring, including ag, without chairmen to conduct business or consider cabinet nominations like ag secretary. China's purchases of U.S. farm commodities are still lagging behind targets set in the Phase One trade agreement, according to research by the Peterson Institute. Through October, China's year-to-date total imports of covered products from the United States were at $75.5 billion, compared with a prorated year-to-date target of $137.3 billion. Over the same period of time, U.S. exports to China of covered products were $70.3 billion compared to the year-to-date target of $125.4 billion. Through the first 10 months of this year, China's purchases of all covered products were thus only 56% of U.S. exports or 55% of Chinese imports of their year-to-date target. Through October, China's imports of covered ag products were $15.6 billion, compared with a year-to-date target of $27.1 billion. Over the same period, U.S. exports of covered ag products were $17.5 billion, compared with a year-to-date target of $24.6 billion. The data is based on October 2020 statistics released last week. The EPA recently released a draft of biological evaluations for glyphosate. EPA's draft biological evaluation for glyphosate includes and effects determinations for listed species and designates critical habitats and finds that glyphosate is likely to adversely affect a significant percent of endangered species and critical habitats. If EPA determines glyphosate may affect a listed species or its critical habitat, the agency will consult with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the National Marine Fisheries Service as appropriate. Of more than 1,700 species considered, EPA claims roughly 93% were likely to be adversely affected by glyphosate, with more than half of the species being plants. EPA followed its March 2020 revised method for national-level listed species biological evaluations of conventional pesticides to conduct this biological evaluation. The assessment could mean further restrictions and control on glyphosate. Glyphosate is used on about 298 million acres of agricultural cropland annually. And stay tuned, more Ag News is coming up next.
Did you know that life insurance is more affordable than you think? A small step like packing your lunch for work 3 days a week could go toward the cost of a term life insurance policy from Country Financial. We want to help you turn "I can't afford life insurance" into "I can start protecting my family today." Call Wayne Schaefer at 498-5800 to get started.
Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company in Bloomington, Illinois. Costs per policy will vary.
Shop.areadieselservice.com is the easiest way to find the parts you need for your diesel. Since 1973, Area Diesel Service Incorporated has been committed to providing quality parts and services for turbochargers, diesel fuel injection systems, and diesel engines. Located in Carlinville at 1300 North University, they are always just a phone call away at 854-2641. And always online at shop.areadieselservice.com.
With commodity prices lower, are you maximizing your fertilizer dollar by putting nutrients where your crop needs it most? Talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. With their expert analysis and recommendations, you'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Minimize cost, maximize yields, optimize results. Discover how M&M can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
A sure sign of the holidays is the aroma of homemade pies, cookies, and desserts baking. You'll need plenty of fresh farmer-owned Prairie Farms butter for pie crusts and cookies. For dunking those cookies, serve tall, refreshing glasses of Prairie Farms milk. For creamy, smooth puddings, use half and half. Serve the spirit of the season, wholesome Prairie Farms eggnog. Top your fresh pies and desserts with Prairie Farms whipped cream. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
Moving on now into ag news from around the state, a new mental health effort that is being promoted by the Illinois Farm Bureau is called QPR, and it stands for Question, Persuade, and Refer. For more, we join Illinois Farm Bureau's Jackie Jones.
So it's another mental health training tool that you can use to learn more about what the signs and symptoms are, how stress in our farmers' lives can lead to depression and even suicide. And so this training, it's only an hour and a half, it's online, it's all virtual, is there to help you learn a little more about that, how to recognize symptoms and how to talk to somebody, and then information on where you might refer them if they do need help as well. Farmers still deal with a lot of isolation, and they still have to deal with the weather, and they have to deal with commodity prices, and now we have a change in government administration, so we will see what kind of changes that brings for our farmers as well. But there's a lot of things that are out of a farmer's control, and that can add a lot of stress. So they're already looking forward to spring and trying to decide what they're going to be planting and how much money they're going to have for inputs and things like that. So farmers deal with that stress on a daily basis all year round, even in the winter and after they're done harvesting. They're trying to market their grain and get the best price for it and making sure that they get it all hauled to the nearest elevator or river terminal and making sure they get rid of all of that so that they can pay their bills throughout the winter in preparation for spring. So lots that they're still doing, even though you don't physically see them in the field right now. Plus, farmers still deal with a lot of isolation issues. So farmers are normally it's them, maybe a couple family members that they're dealing with. And if you had to work with your family every day, think about some of the stresses that might come along with that, especially a son and father or a mother and daughter working together. And, you know, just that family dynamic that can bring a lot of stress as well.
Jones says the free online training sessions are available next week. Next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the 9th, 10th, and 11th. And you can find out more online at ilfb.org. Just type in free mental health crisis training in the search box. In other state ag news, we have your latest crop progress and condition report for last week. There was 3.8 days suitable for field work during the week ending on Sunday statewide. The average temperature was 41 degrees, 4 degrees above normal. Precipitation averaged 1 1/4 inch, a quarter inch above normal. Topsoil moisture supply was higher, rated at 3% short, 13 short, 69 adequate, and 15 surplus. Water supply in the subsoil was 5 very short, 18 short, 69 adequate, and 8 surplus. Winter wheat emerged as of Sunday across the state was at 99% compared to the 5-year average of 95%. And the condition of the winter wheat crop was rated at 4% poor, 17 fair, 63% good, and 16% excellent. And in ag news, when it comes to the weather, blustery northwestern winds will be a feature of the weather pattern for much of Illinois this week. There'll be some cold temperatures, but no significant snow events are in the forecast, according to meteorologist Tom Phillip with the National Weather Service office in Moline.
And we should have some lows Tuesday morning with pretty much widespread teens and low 20s across the region. Not much in the way of wind chills on Tuesday morning, as the winds will be on the light side. So the temperature's just going to feel like what it is.
And the first day of meteorological winter is today, Tuesday. The first official day of winter is in 20 days on the 21st. And that'll conclude your Ag News here on a Tuesday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by an email at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Tuesday afternoon, December 1st, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.